Bob is up next in Akron, Ohio, on Living Bread Radio. Hello, Bob. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. I had a question about St. Joseph. Obviously, he's spoken about extensively in scriptures.
Yes.
But at the time of the Passion and the Crucifixion and the time thereafter, it doesn't seem like he's mentioned. And I was just wondering, what's church teaching on whatever happened to St. Joseph?
Yeah, we don't have, as I recall, I'm thinking of Pope John Paul's encyclical on St. Joseph, and I don't think we have anything definitive as to when he died, but it is generally understood that he died sometime between Jesus when he was 12. Of course, Joseph was there in the temple with the Blessed Mother. At the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. So both at the presentation and the finding of the child Jesus when he was 12, we do see Joseph. But as you mentioned, we don't have Joseph after Jesus enters into his ministry. So it is generally understood, I think that's a good way to put it, Patrick, that Joseph would have died sometime between the time Jesus was 12 and he was 30. And mm-hmm. Another thing to consider, and I do mention this in my book, Behold Your Mother, when I talk about briefly this topic, that Joseph, according to Matthew's genealogy, was in line. He was in the Davidic line to be the true king of Israel. And so it's fitting that Joseph would have died before Jesus entered into his ministry as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and as the true Messiah of Israel, because if Joseph was still alive, Joseph would have a right to the throne before Jesus would have. So it's certainly fitting that Joseph would have died. And I also argue in my book, it's also fitting that Joseph would not have had older brothers. The old and very ancient understanding that goes back to the Proto-Evangelium of James in 140 AD, St. Clement of Alexandria in around 200 AD also mentions it. And he references the Proto-Evangelium, that Joseph was an older widower before he married Mary. Of course, from the time of St. Jerome forward, the church moved away from that. And if you look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church in paragraph 500, the church appears to have nudged away from that as well, in as much as the church teaches there in paragraph 500 of the Catechism that Mary's sister, or let's put it this way, the brothers of the Lord that are mentioned in Matthew 13:55, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, the Catechism tells us those same brothers, or two of them, James and Joseph, are mentioned in Matthew 27:56, and their mother is named as still being alive, as another Mary, named Mary, but not Mary, the mother of Jesus, which indicates that the mother of those children was not dead. The mother was still alive, so it's highly unlikely that Joseph would have been a widower. In fact, that's contrary to what you see there in Scripture. So it's interesting, though, that idea of Joseph being the older widower kind of disappeared. It's been revitalized a little bit of late, but actually, it's so much more fitting for many reasons. I just gave you two, that Saint Joseph would have been the chaste virgin along with his virginal bride Mary.
Did you read The Mystery of Joseph by Father Marie Dominique Philippe?
No.
Forward by Father Benedict Rochelle. It's a very, very lovely extended meditation on St. Joseph. Also want to give a plug to an actor named Mark Price. I saw Mark perform at Whispering Winds in Julian. He did a one-man show of St. Joseph.
Yeah.
And what really moved me about his performance, markprice.com if you want to check him out, is that his presentation, his portrayal of St. Joseph, explains in a way that I never thought about before why our Lord took him home. Why did the God the Father call him home? Because he would never have permitted the arrest. He would have stepped in.
I had not thought of that until you said it. Yeah.